Welcome to Everybody Can, a conversation about volunteers and volunteer opportunities in Jefferson and Clallam counties. I'm your host, Missy Nielsen, career counselor and committed community volunteer. Our show is inspired by the words and spirit of Dr. Martin Luther King. Everybody can be great because everybody can serve. We bring you information about the people who volunteer, serve on boards, donate, and sometimes show up to help build what King called a beloved community. Today, as you might hear from the clatter and chatter that we're in the field at Port Townsend High School, this is a power lunch meeting if I ever heard. Today we have Hannah Marks. And could you introduce your partner in crime, if you will?
It's Ingrid Schultz, who's the co-president of Students for Sustainability.
So the two of you co-chair this very robust club. You guys are engaged in so many sustainable practices, sustainable students for sustainability. Tell me what that range is. What are just like the top level programs you're involved with?
You mean like what does our club do?
Yeah, what does your club do? Where are you investing your time?
So, well, for lunches, we were able to implement plates and silverware so we can reuse our utensils and plates. We also started composting here at the school.
So, yeah, we do a lot of school-wide things, yeah. So that's kind of where the club started, was trying to make our school more sustainable. So not throwing away lunch trays every day was a big way to reduce our waste, and we did fork drives and plate drives the community.
How in the world did that come about?
Spoon drives. Well, it was based on need. Like, when we decided that we were going to be done with plastic silverware and, well, I guess not silverware, plasticware, those paper or plastic trays, we needed an alternative. And we kind of came up with the idea that why not eat off of what you eat off of at home, plates and silverware. So we reached out to the community, and we had a couple different drives where we put it out in the leader. I think we put it out in flyers around town and just asked for help. And it was really successful, especially the first couple times. We had a ton of help. We had enough to completely redo all of our silverware and plates here at the high school, as well as middle school and Grant Street. So
this is a district one, not just Port Townsend High School. You were able to impact sustainability across the whole district.
That was throughout the next couple years. That's kind of, this started, I think, 3 years. It was our freshman year. Three years ago.
And that's a good, the range of this club incorporates what grades?
All four grades.
And how many students do you have in this club?
It really depends on the week and honestly depends on the year too. So I'd say this year we have like 25.
We've had more than we've ever had this year.
That's very inspiring. Very inspiring. So today we're at a Tuesday session where you have your committee work taking place. Mm-hmm. Tell me which committees are meeting and just the title of what they're efforting toward. And then we can go over to their committee meeting.
So we have three different groups meeting today. So like we said, we do some things within the school, but then we also try and do things within the community and now statewide. So not just some sustainability within their school. So we have a group meeting for the bottle bill that we've been working on the last year.
About a year and a half ago, it was the beginning of the year when we were brainstorming possible projects we wanted to do. And I think Mr. B suggested a bottle bill, which...
I hope this understand who Mr. B is.
Oh, Mr. B is one of the advisors for our club.
Very good, thanks.
Yeah. And a bottle bill is, there's one in Oregon, California, I think there's like 13 states have bottle bills. And it's basically an extra deposit on your beverage containers, and then of like 5 cents, and then you get that 5 cents back when you bring your bottle back. So yeah, it promotes recycling and reusing.
Okay, so we're going to pop in on the legislative group working on bottle bill. And what other committee are we going to go visit today?
We have a big beach cleanup happening at the end of February that we're trying to make community-wide.
And community-wide, you're not talking about the district. You'd like Port Townsend community to attend this.
Right. Often beach cleanups are focused at Fort Warden area because that's where there's the most people and that's where there's the most beach. But what happens is our downtown beach area ends up getting neglected. So this beach cleanup, we're hoping to go from the downtown beach area to the Maritime Center.
Now, the third committee that we're going to go talk to today.
Yeah, that's SPS Junior. We're trying to bring Students for Sustainability to the middle school and hopefully start a little
brilliant. Yes, you're sustaining your own group by
exactly.
Wow. Yeah. Now, I can see so many attributes of being a part of this club that actually informs what you might be doing as future leaders in the community. So
I hope so.
I know it's a little way out there, but if you imagine how you would apply this, where do you see yourself after high school? What would you like to do? I mean, do you have a plan for incorporating sustainability and environment in your future education?
You want me to?
No, yeah.
I think that for me, sustainability and being environmentally aware is more of a lifestyle than it is necessarily a career.
That's a bumper sticker.
I think that partially it's the way that I was raised, just to be really environmentally aware of what you're doing and how your actions impact the environment. But I think if I could incorporate it into a job and like minor in environmental sciences, I would be all for it. And I think that honestly, like, climate change and just our environment in general really is going to like radically affect our futures, and I think being aware of that and also involved in that is what's gonna make a difference.
And for you, Ingrid?
Well, I'm really interested in being a teacher when I grow up, so I don't know how that would roll into sustainability, but maybe I could be an advisor to an environmental club.
There you go.
I see many ways. You're teaching the community by some of the priorities that you've said. You're spending your time in, you know, leading a sustainable group. So, well, thanks for sharing a little bit about your personal future goals. Let's go find a committee.
Awesome.
And I'm going to move a little bit slowly here.
Sounds good.
I think this
one
goes first.
Hannah. Two.
All right. Everybody Can is on the move. We're headed towards the committee that's working on what now?
SFS Junior.
Okay. Who's your committee lead here? Bum ba da bum. Tell me your name, please. I'm going to head over your way. SFS Junior, tell me your name.
Liana Coons.
Liana Coons. Thanks for having me in today. So you guys are planning how to do what? What does SFS Junior mean?
We are planning to go down to Blue Heron and start a group or like a club for students that are interested in being active in the environment and educating them.
Well, you guys are pretty inspirational. I think it would be easy to recruit some of those middle schoolers. Oh my goodness, you guys. What do you think you're going to do? Do you have to go on a lunch hour? Or how are you going to recruit students to the middle school?
We have to talk to the principal and the teachers right now. We might do lunch, but they also have like a seventh period, which is normally PE or something, not like a class, academic class. So we might try to do it then.
How do you imagine this? Like, would you be there every week or every month?
Maybe do like we haven't actually had the plan because we have to speak with the principal and see if the teachers are able to advise too, but probably like during early releases or something on Wednesdays.
Are you thinking about providing curriculum for the teachers or the students? Have you thought about putting together what?
It would probably be more of like a creative, like what the students want to do, and it'll be more like individually led instead of us taking charge completely, but just giving them examples of things they could do.
That's a really important point for the listeners to understand, because your club is really student driven. It really isn't about the teacher saying, here's the curriculum, go out and do it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's a fantastic model. Now I'm going to move on to another committee. Hi there.
Hi.
Is this the beach committee or the plant-a-thon?
Beach.
Okay. Who's the committee chair with this?
Anika.
Hi.
Could you tell me your name, please?
Sure. I'm Anika Avellino.
Anika, tell me about the beach cleanup.
Okay, so we're organizing a beach cleanup on February 24th from 2 to 4:30 p.m. And we're starting behind the Northwest Maritime Center and ending at the Boat Haven. So it's kind of targeted to clean up the beaches in our town. So it's called Harbor to Harbor Beach Cleanup.
So you're focusing on the downtown area.
Yeah.
It sounds like you're really well into the planning phase. You're going to be meeting at a certain location, if you wanted to share that with the...
Sure. We're meeting behind the Northwest Maritime Center at the Compass Rose. And when people show up, we'll put signs in front of the Maritime Center directing you back in that direction.
Can you suggest what kinds of preparations folks should make for coming to this, if they should have a certain apparel or bring some equipment?
For sure. People should bring their own garbage bags and their own gloves, so for hygiene purposes. And, of course, the appropriate layers, because it would probably be really cold.
How can folks learn a little bit more on this?
We are going to put it out on the bulletin for the school, and we are also going to make a Facebook event that can be shared with all the details and what to bring and just stuff like that.
And you just heard Henry speaking. And Henry, you do the Facebook for the students' organization here?
Yes, I do the Facebook for the private page for the students, and I also curate the public Facebook page for SFS.
This is fantastic. You've got a big committee here now for the beach cleanup. After this is done, will you be turning this into an annual event, or are you going to work on another sustainable project?
I was hoping that maybe this could be something that happens more than once a year. That was my original goal for organizing this. Maybe if it could be something that happened every 2 months or something like that, but we'll see how this one goes, and then we'll plan after that.
Annika, thank you. Now, where is that bottle bill? Are they somewhere near here? All right. So the bottle bill committee, I understand that you've been working hard on this bottle bill. I believe it's been a program or an effort for the last 6 months or more.
A year and a half.
So Annika is speaking, and we have... We have another Annika.
This is a different Annika.
I'm
Annika Carlson.
Okay, Annika Carlson. Would you mind telling us about the beginning of the bottle bill or how it became?
Yeah. Okay. Well, at the beginning of the school year last year in 2016, the physics and science teacher, Tim Berenfeld, brought up the idea because he had... where you came up with it?
I think you can do a lot with something like this. I think you can go a long ways and learn a lot from this project.
Has it happened here before, or what was
No, I think we had toyed around with the idea over the summer.
That was Tim Berenfeld, the advisor for the group, filling in the backstory. Yeah. Annika.
And we immediately were really excited about the idea. And many of us decided that we wanted to sort of take it further. And we started by researching the old failing bottle bill in Washington and passing successful bottle bills in other states right now.
So help me understand, there was an attempt at a bottle bill in the past?
Yes, there was. Yeah, back in the 70s. And it didn't pass. And it's really old and outdated, and that ended up being the one that we were modeling our bill after, which we discovered now that that's not a good idea, so we're changing that.
Oh my goodness, the legislative action techniques you are learning. I'm just impressed by the tenacity. So this is a year ago, and then you brought this legislation forward recently, is that correct?
Yeah.
So we went to Olympia like multiple times last year as well as the beginning of this year. We started working with legislators and lobbyists more this year, but last year we were really just bringing it around to all of our local legislators. Mike Chapman, Steve Theringer, Kevin Vandewig, and a couple others, just trying to launch our idea and seeing what the feedback was and if they would be on board to help us kind of write it into a law and official wording and all that. Mike Chapman was the one that really jumped on it, was the most supportive of helping us, and so we've been working with him for the past year, and the beginning of this year we brought it to a meeting to meet with a whole bunch of lobbyists, from grocery store lobbyists, alcohol and beverage, many different kinds of lobbyists, and we had this big meeting with a lot of members of SFS and a lot of lobbyists and legislators.
Again, what grade are you in for our listeners to understand?
I'm a senior.
A senior. So yes. As a high school student, you have been to Olympia not once, twice,
three times,
a lot of times. This is incredible. Yeah. That's incredible. Where are you at today with this bill?
We plan on still trying to work with Mike Chapman. Unfortunately, we're in a really short session right now. This session will not work, meaning we're going to aim for next year's session, so around this time next year, and we're going to try and get it within a committee and then put on the ballot and hopefully put through and continue that process, but if not, we will take it to the people, which will be a later thing.
Can you tell me, is there a website or a Facebook page, or where can we read about your efforts?
They can visit bottlebill.org, which just gives you a lot of statistics about how the bottle bill works.
And that's a national website, not dedicated for your own bottle bill, but it's a...
No, that's a national website. But for us, people can probably follow our Facebook page.
Five for the future.
Five for the future.
Five as in the number.
Yes.
Everybody Can is a production of KPTZ 91.9. I'm your host, Missy Nielsen. Our production coordinator and sound engineer is Mike Schletzer. I would like to thank our programming manager, Larry Stein, and all of the incredible volunteers that work hard to bring eclectic music, local news, and conversations to us here on the North Olympic Peninsula. You can also join us on the web at kptz.org. And don't forget to check out Students for Sustainability at Fort Townsend High School. Lunch is over.